This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Today's question comes from Jason in Connecticut, who's also not evolved. Can we start treating Bitcoin the same way you would treat single stocks? Crud, son. I understand you're not a fan. No kidding. Where'd you figure that out? But an asset with $1 trillion market cap is not a beanie baby. No, but it's still thin air. Ask people like Warren Buffett, who says if he doubled the amount he had put in Bitcoin, he would still have zero because that's the amount he's put in Bitcoin. I'm going with Warren on this one. Not saying you have to add it to your portfolio, but it's a good enough asset to invest 5%. No, it's not.
Okay, I don't know where the 5% comes from.
I don't know where the $1 trillion market cap comes from. Mist and smoke and mirrors, like the whole freaking concept.
Dave, while you were enjoying some time off, Bitcoin has shot from the ground to the moon and probably back up again. And so now everyone's getting loud again.
No way.
Because it's hit all-time highs, and so now everyone's going, see, Dave is wrong about this.
You know what? We've got something else that repeats itself, like gold. See, I've been doing this show for 32 years, and ever so often gold goes up, and everybody goes, see, Dave, I told you. And then it goes down, and those people just disappear. And then it goes up, and they go, see, Dave, I told you. You don't understand gold. You don't really understand. Gold has value. Like what? Well, why does it have value? Because of people like you. It's a commodity. That's where people get value. The only reason gold has value is two people agreed it had value, and they fought over it. That's the only reason. The same reason that green paper has value. Two people agreed it had value and they fought over it. That's what gives something value. So commodities are exactly the same way as currencies. And Bitcoin, someday, all kidding aside, all sarcasm aside, someday it may level out and become a thing. But Jason, it's not there. It's not there. I wouldn't wish a Bitcoin investment on somebody I really dislike.
That's saying something.
I really wouldn't. I mean, I don't even want those people to lose money.
Well, even then, I see single stocks very differently because stocks are based on a company's performance and revenue being created.
Well, that's because you're intelligent.
I didn't have to think that deeply to get there. And so again, I'm not mad at Bitcoin, but to say Bitcoin is the same as a single stock is just not true.
No, Bitcoin is a currency.
It's speculation based
currencies,
on hype.
Currencies have no value except for their track record that indicates that two people are willing to fight over them. That's why the yen versus the dollar, the pound versus the dollar, the Deutschmark versus the yen, these things compared back and forth. It's the faith that people have in something. And of all the currencies, Bitcoin has the least faith. It's the most...
I've heard a lyric once. You got to have faith, Dave.
I wasn't going to go there. Yeah, there's it. I mean, so it's going to continue to be volatile until it's not. And even then, I don't invest in the Iraqi dinar because it had Saddam Hussein's face on it, and no one has faith in that currency anymore. I don't invest in Confederate dollars from the Civil War because no one any longer has faith that they have value except as a collectible. I do not invest in things where people have not established a long track record of faith. And even then on a currency, I don't invest in a currency.
In a singular
I would utilize it. So to the point that I don't trust PayPal to be an exchange, that's a trust mechanism. I don't use PayPal for an exchange. So I don't even use Bitcoin for an exchange because it's too freaking out there for that even. But it's a currency, honey. It's not an investment, to George's point.
Well, Dave, you just don't understand the blockchain technology. And once you get it, you'll change your mind. That's the line I hear all the time.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't understand the blockchain. It's the future. Maybe it is.
You know, when you say stuff like that, it indicates you don't understand investments. So we're going to help. Today we've launched a two-night virtual event, online event, of me teaching my personal playbook on investments. It will not include Bitcoin except to trash it thoroughly further. So if you want more
That's worth buying a ticket just for that.
If you want more entertainment, come join us. George is going to help me with this event. It is Dave Ramsey's Investing Essentials. A lot of the TikTok goobers have been asking about my actual real estate portfolio, my personal actual formulas that I use. We're going to go into those, the real estate stuff. I'm going to show you what I do. I'm going to show you what I invest in. I'm going to show you what people that I walk around with that are personal friends invest in that have 10, 20, 30, 100, $200 million portfolios, millionaires, not your broke brother-in-law living in his mother's basement with an opinion because he is on TikTok. Don't listen to people like that. You're going to be as broke as they are and look as dumb as they do. Don't do that. Guys, I don't know a lot. I can't fix your car. I used to could turn a wrench because I'm an old redneck, but now when I open the car, it looks like it looks like a spaceship to me. So I can't help you with that. But this I do every day, personally, for me. And I have walked with people who really do it and who really have substantial assets. And so there are some basic principles and processes, investing essentials, we could call them, to picking an investment, sticking with it, when to abandon, how to analyze that real investors, not get-rich-quick morons, use. And so we're going to go into that, all that. It's May 21st, 22nd. Tickets go on sale today. It's at our website, ramseysolutions.com/events. I'll just turn this into a big old ad right now.
And it's completely virtual, which is cool because you can join from wherever you are.
We will not accept payment for this by Bitcoin.
That would be hilarious, though.
We will not.
Dave,
and we will not accept payment for this on a credit card because we don't take credit cards. We don't believe in those either because we actually do the stuff that we teach around here. We're like not hypocrites and stuff. So I actually live this way. I have four pieces of plastic in my pocket, a debit card on my business, a debit card on my personal account, my driver's license, and my handgun carry permit. That's all that's in my wallet. I don't have anything else. And all the rednecks just said amen. But
that's all you
man.
Need as a true American.
America.
So we're going to cover the basics. We're also going to get into the specifics that Dave mentioned, from mutual funds to real estate, how to maximize your 401k.
That's the starting
and Dave's
point.
Personal strategy. And then investing trends. What's going on out there? Which ones should you avoid? Which ones are actually good? And get your tickets because it's virtual, so this event can't technically sell out, but there will be a limit
See,
to the
you
technology.
Can decide that old people are out of touch or they have more experience than you. Which is it? Because I've seen four cycles in my adult life of the nothing down real estate come and go. Four cycles of it. We're in the fourth right now on TikTok and a little bit on Instagram. But I've seen four of them. Some of you aren't old enough to have seen one of them. And so you're going to fall headlong into it like I did the first time and bloody your freaking nose. So you can decide, do old people have wisdom from their experience or are they out of touch and they don't understand blockchain technology? You don't understand because you didn't grow up with an iPhone in your hand. You didn't use it as a pacifier, so you don't know how the world works. See, you can decide that if you want, or you can decide to actually freaking learn something. I don't care which. I'll be okay either way, but we'd love to have you come to this because we're going to have a lot of fun. Can you tell?
It's going to be a
blast. I'm a little jacked up about this.
Yeah, I'm getting excited just dreaming about what this content will be. So
good
join
stuff.
Us.
Good stuff.
RamseySolutions.com/events.
Oh, it's $199 for two nights. We're going to do about 2 hours each night. So do it. Figure it out. Like $50 an hour is what you're going to have in this.
Your spouse can join.
Yeah, get the neighbors over. We'll all watch it on the.
Pay per view.
You can watch it on your blockchain. I mean, on your Apple TV. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, you can do that. I'm kidding. I actually do know how to do that. I watched a movie on Apple TV last
night. Look at you.
Off of my iPhone.
Old dog can learn new tricks.
I did do the mirroring the whole bit, so
wow.
Just shut up.
Is it a movie this guy's airplane over here. Yeah.
Friend
Don't
of
say
mine.
He's out of touch.
Friend of mine that just funded a movie, sent me the whole movie. It's not out yet. Asked me to watch it. It was fabulous.
Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor Pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.